This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial's set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being with us today. Jason is engineering the broadcast at Genesis Communications Network in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Today, a special broadcast with Captain John Reagan in Texas and his lovely wife, Becky. And so both will be with us. We're going to hold off on taking calls for the, until John is done with his assignments that he's going to go over in class. And then we can take your calls. So no calls until we tell you, okay? Welcome, John Reagan.
Good morning, Vincent.
Good morning, John. And Becky Reagan, good morning.
Good morning.
So, you guys are all set for 2 hours of putting smiles on faces. And so, John, did you want to call this a retirement broadcast or not?
Yes, that's how I titled it in my post, the retirement show. Mm-hmm. And what I mean about that is, I've basically done what I can to warn people about what's coming. We've spent several years together trying to educate. And at this point, there's really nothing more I can add to that. We're at the point where all that's left is to take action. And even now, it may be too late. And in my post, I said, especially if you own real estate, it may be too late. Because I'm looking at all these charts, and just on the air, we've covered a few thousand charts over the years, and I've seen so many more than that. And the way I can liken it, I would imagine if you had a patient connected to an EKG, and you started seeing some very funny things happening, you'd suspect that they're getting ready to have a heart attack. And that is the way, not just the financial charts, but business charts, all over the place, different sectors, different countries. It sure looks to me like we're getting ready to experience that financial heart attack. And when that happens, your options decrease dramatically because whatever you own, with maybe the exception of gold and silver, most of that's probably going to lose quite a bit of value. And if you're in real estate, then hopefully you can afford to be where you are, because especially if you're over 50, that may be where you're going to be for the rest of your life if you get to keep it. Because governments are going to be needing money. They'll raise taxes as much as they can. But that's not going to be enough. So there'll be regulations that will impose more fees on top of that. And then when you break those regulations, there's fines on top of that. So it's not going to be pretty. Plus, people are going to want to take things from you. I would imagine we're going to start seeing armed guards at grocery stores. And then if you grow your own food, even if it's just container gardening for apartments, I wouldn't be surprised to start seeing that being stolen from people. And if you have a farm, like you do, I wouldn't be surprised if armed groups don't come out to take what they want, that you don't need it as much as they do. And I even sent you a link here in Texas. You know, one rancher discovered he had 500 head missing. And these are the good times. Mm-hmm. So what I'm going to do...
You can think of that as... You can think of that as roughly $500,000 being stolen from them. And then the cost of getting it back is really, really high. It's tough to get all those cows rounded up and brought back. And cows get something called shipping sickness. So you put them in a trailer and you bring them back home, if you can find them, and they're not the same as when they left because they've been traumatized. And they may have gotten shipping sickness. So, and some may have died and gotten hurt and injured and beaten and who knows what. So it's very serious. And you're right, these are the good days. And this week I mentioned that our family noticed some guy who was really interested in stealing one of our cows. And we just had a nice chat with him. And we explained it would go terribly. And we have never seen him since. But, you know, there were guns involved. And that's what happens. I mean, that's we live in right here in Missouri. Our neck of the woods is the Wild West. Nobody's coming to help us. So if somebody wants to steal our cows, they're gonna. It's gonna be difficult, and we're not gonna let them. So you're absolutely right. These are the good days. Becky, what are your thoughts? Do you want to weigh in?
Oh, I have to agree with John. You know, these are much better days than what's coming, and we need to prepare, not necessarily physically, but we've got to get our spiritual house in order. Our country needs to turn back to God desperately.
Or the principles that we've been taught, like the Ten Commandments and you know, being nice people, and gosh, we're not. We have lost our way. You guys are seriously looking at moving to Belize, is that right?
Yes, and that's part of what I explained in the post. It's time for me to take my own advice. So part of my retirement here, it's two-part. One, I think most everybody knows, I found out a couple of years when I was at the Watchman Conference here in Dallas that had some health issues. It took several months to find out what the leading candidates on that were, which was too much iron and too much insulin. And I think we've at least stabilized in that respect, but there's so much more we have to do to recover our health. And you and your wife were nice enough to help us pack up and move from Springfield, and we've still got a few dozen boxes to go through, and a lot of that's going to be going away. There's going to be very little we plan on taking because, especially starting out, most of these places are furnished, so for the most part, we just need clothes. And this is going to be a process, too, and if we're fortunate, we hope to make it there in July. If it takes longer, then, you know, the next potential date would be January of 2021.
You know, John, I was thinking about that move, and I've thought about it several times since you moved from Springfield, Missouri to Texas. And we were at the meetup, and there's, I mean, on average, there were over 50 people at the meetup at the low end. And we asked for some, you know, anybody want to help pack, you know, for the Reagans? It'd be nice to get a hand, and there are only four of us, Sandy and I and two others, and then, of course, you guys. And the point I'm trying to make is I was really disappointed. Actually, I was more than disappointed. I was angry. What in the heck happened, and where was everybody? And yeah, hey, we're all in it together, and we're here to help, and well, they didn't show up. But it was not an anomaly. It's the way it always is. People People say they're in it together, and the bottom line is they're in it for themselves. Would you disagree or agree with what I said?
No, and a lot of that's been a very difficult lesson for me. I believe I've talked before, you know, the genesis of the financial state of the union, I'd have to say it started in 2007 when I read a post about a speech that the Dallas Fed president, Fisher, had given. This was shortly after the Social Security trustee reports had come out for the year. And way back then, the national debt was single-digit trillions. That's how much has changed in the interim. And he talked about, and I think it was back then, roughly $60 trillion in the unfunded liabilities for Social Security and Medicare. And I read that and thought, you know, we can't handle that. And then when in 2009 found out I was going to be laid off, it's when I ended up enrolling for my master's in finance. And at the end of that, there was still no work for me in Dallas, so we were hoping to do semi-retirement in Missouri. But while I was there in Dallas, especially the last few months when they couldn't get rid of me because it was a mass layoff, but they moved me to another corner of the building, and I believe we were on the 20th floor of Energy Plaza in downtown Dallas here. And you look out the window, and the old downtown post office pretty much across the street, and look to the left, the first Baptist Dallas campus was there for people that know the Dallas layout. And I'd look at the people down the street and think how much they don't know about what's coming. And there were times I would actually weep. And we moved to Springfield the end of 2010. And, boy, it was a wild ride then. And we didn't make the first Get Prepared Expo. We were there for, we were there for most of them. I made it to the last. We'd already moved to Texas. Becky couldn't make it back because she was working. And I really appreciate that, you know, you gave me a platform to try to help people. I believed that, you know, if only you could, you know, boil this down, make it, you know, where you can see, you know, this number is so much bigger than that number, you can't fix this, that would, you know, help people wake up and take action. And, you know, the hard lesson is that's not the way it works. It goes back even as, you know, we talk about the Roman Empire. You know, as long as they had food and were entertained, bread and circuses, the government could pretty much do what they want. It's only when, especially the bread runs out, that things get really nasty.
Yeah, I've got a couple comments. You know, we got a couple comments about what you said when we come back. Captain John Reagan's with us, Becky Reagan's with us, and we're reminiscing about almost 8 years of trying to help people understand what's happening, get them to prepare for themselves, not for us, for themselves. And we haven't done so well. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Captain John Reagan's with us. Becky Reagan's with us. And I just wanted to share with you another failure that we've had here at USA Prepares. It's like nonstop failures. I floated the idea that one more time, I found 1 square mile of property out this way in Missouri, and we could get it for, let's say, $1,200 an acre. And it was divided into 2, 5, 10, 20-acre parcels. So a gravel farm road through it, if you will. It was just magnificent. I mean, literally magnificent. It's gone. It's all been cut down. It's been destroyed, so it's not viable anymore. So several years later, I thought, let's try one more time. And so I've identified 200 acres, and I thought, okay, 100 acres for the village, for solar, manufacturing, well water system, a mechanic shop, agricultural production, gardens, and so forth. So one half of the property would be for common uses, the common building, the meeting hall, and that kind of thing, worship hall, all of that. And people could buy 1 acre if they wanted, and we would work together. We would teach each other, homeschool, all those things, that, you know, the ideals. I've only been doing it for a couple of weeks now. This would be this is the beginning of the third week, and I'm going to give up at the end of this week. Only one person has expressed interest. Only one. We're a national radio broadcast. We go worldwide across the Internet. We've been doing it for 8 years. And so I'm stunned. I'm absolutely stunned that there's so little interest. And how much would it cost? I don't know, a couple $1,000s to get an acre. Because, you know, if you get buy one, 1 acre goes to the village, you know, for common use. It still isn't working. So I'm convinced that we can't do it. My heart's broken. Yeah, I look around, but at the same time, people have $200 or $300 for sneakers. They have money for movie tickets. They have money for pizza. They have money for beer. They have money for a 65-inch TV, or larger if there's a new one that's larger. They've got $800 for a cell phone and the service contracts that go with it. They've got money for these exorbitant car payments. They've got money for those St. Louis Cardinals jackets and all the other animals on jackets for sports teams. They've got money for that. But they don't have money to take care of themselves. I was reading a story about Kim Kardashian's husband, West, or Yo, or Ye, whatever his name is today. He had a little worship service. He got more people to come to his worship service. And who the heck is he anyway? Than we've ever been able to get to all of our expos combined. How is that possible? It's disheartening. And I am at the point where I have given up. I'm just going to finish up this week. And if anyone wants to contact me, we'll have to figure out how to do it. They can call GCN. They can figure out some way of contacting me. And maybe contact another instructor and say, I'm interested in the village, but only one person. Any comments on that, John? Is that unbelievable or what?
Yeah, I believe it. And you know how it's we've had these coincidences with Chris Martinson of Peak Prosperity. And just this past Friday, I can't tell you what the post says because it's behind his paywall, but he has the executive summary up there for the public. He is attempting to put together, like-minded communities to make it through, be resilient through what's coming. And I don't think he knows what he's in for. And even if you were successful in getting people together now, the skill set that you need for, raising the food, which is going to become so critical, you don't learn that overnight. I went to an intentional community near Waco back in 2010 and had a three-day homesteading course. Thought I was going to be in really good shape after that. And what I discovered is how much I didn't know. And these people had, some of them that I was learning from had been in this community for 20 years, and they were still learning how to do things.
Let's talk a little bit more about that when we get back and from this break. Becky, I'd love to hear your comments about these things as well.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
House Democrats are to talk about impeachment and congressional investigations of President Trump when they gather later today for what's being called a members-only caucus meeting. In a letter on Sunday, Speaker Nancy Pelosi hinted the administration's refusal to give Congress and intelligence community whistleblowers complaint about possible presidential misconduct could shift their strategy. And Democratic Congressman Joaquin Castro of Texas says it should.
If you do nothing, you are normalizing his behavior, you're encouraging him to continue doing things like this, and you're encouraging future presidents to take the same liberties and abuse power.
President Trump is to address the United Nations General Assembly this morning. He says he'll be talking about growing tensions with Iran and will be discussing aggressive U.S. sanctions that he says are putting great pressure on the Tehran government. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference, and my doctor's seeing the difference.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now to Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or to speak with a trained consultant, give Angioprim a call at 954-882-7221. That's 954-882-7221.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Black. Keep it. God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Captain John Reagan, you bring up a very good point. And when you talk about Chris Martinson trying to do what we've tried to do twice, you know, we wish him luck. It's really, really difficult. But if you look at anybody who talks about these little villages, they're really talking about going back to the 1500s, except for scavenging, except for using the materials we have now, the iron and the stainless steel and the glassware. And but other than that, we're talking about building fires, maybe have some solar that's currently in existence. But other than that, we're talking about using the existing technology until it breaks, but doing it the hard way. You know, tractor's great as long as you have fuel, as long as you have lubricants, as long as you have spare parts. But we're literally talking about going backwards. And what a lot of people just don't understand is that it takes about 6 or more years living on a particular farm in order just to understand how that farm works. And I can speak with authority on that, that it takes that long. It literally does. And if our class, I can't show it because I took the website down because of the trolls. But if I could show our farm, it was rough. I mean, neglected and rough. Now it looks a lot better, but it took 15 years. And half of that, roughly, was figuring out how we needed to go. So you're absolutely right. Becky, do you have any comments on how hard it is from your vantage point?
Well, it's very difficult to get people to think about anybody but themselves anymore. John and I drive down the streets and people are cutting us off in traffic, or, you know, it's me. It would really be wonderful if we could get back to the way the church was in Acts. They lived together, they worked together, they took care of each other, they took care of the widows and orphans, and now nobody seems to care about anybody but themselves. I would never, ever, ever want the events of 9/11 to occur again, but 9/12, and for about a week or two afterwards, it was, everybody was courteous, they looked out for each other, we were united as a nation, which we haven't seen since, and I doubt that we'll ever see it again.
Captain John Reagan, your thoughts?
Yeah, you might remember a few years ago, Becky was on with us and talking about the Little House books and being able to use them as a resource. Maybe she wants to recap that a little bit.
That sounds great. Go ahead, Becky.
Well, you know, Laura Ingalls Wilder just was recounting her childhood memories. But if you look at the entire set of books, she talks about how her pa built a place for them to live, how to make butter, cheese, how to cure meat, how to take care of a farm, and basically everything you would need to know is in this set of books, and I highly encourage people to purchase that. She wrote it very simplistically. It's basically geared toward children, but we adults can still glean knowledge from it. Like John and you have both said, you can't learn how to tend a farm and take care of that immediately. It takes practice, it takes time, but that's a very good starting point.
And that farm that you're talking about, the Laura Ingalls Wilder house and farm and properties, just down the road from us, literally, just down the road. And,
John and I had the privilege of touring. They actually have two houses, one that Almanzo built and then one that Rose had built for her parents. And the second house, they had this ingenious way of collecting rainwater. They had a cistern in the basement, and it provided all the water that they needed by collecting rainwater. John and I were both fascinated with that and thought that was terribly clever.
My parents bought an old manor house on the East Coast, and it was built in 1844 by a railroad entrepreneur. And actually, there are probably four or five of these houses scattered in maybe a 10-mile radius. And that house had a sort of large house. It had a fireplace in every room, two fireplaces in the living room, every bedroom in the kitchen had a fireplace. I think there were five or six bedrooms. And it was dilapidated. My dad and mom were determined to restore it to its original state. My dad took off the siding. It took him years to take off every board, turn it around, and nail it back on, all the clapboards. And he did that because the wood that was on the house was better, but it was weathered. So the underside was still good, so we took off every board on the side of the house, 40-foot ladders, and rebuilt it. But that house had exactly what you're talking about. It had these large 6 foot by 6 foot slate slabs that were hand cut, and under that was a cistern that was a cylinder made out of bricks, and the rainwater was directed into that cistern. So they, and there was a hand pump, well, hand pump on the top of it. So that was in 1844. So yep, you're absolutely right. But we've lost our way. We don't make things out of, cast iron anymore. We don't machine iron anymore. We don't need to do that because they do it for us in China. And I understand that we don't even make alternators and starter motors for cars. Every single car is a starter. Everyone, regardless of when it was built, if it's on the road, it's got a starter. And everyone, with very, very few exceptions, has an alternator, and we don't make any of them either. So it's going to be very difficult because we don't have the infrastructure or the machinery or the foundries or the technical knowledge or even the desire to do it again. We've lost our way, and praise the public training camp because we don't think it's necessary to teach that. You know, Microsoft Office is the way to go. That's what we should be teaching. But you can't build a water pump with Microsoft Office. I can guarantee that. Any thoughts on that, Becky?
Well, we've definitely, like you said, we've lost our way. We've lost our skill sets. The knowledge that our grandparents and great-grandparents had, we don't know anymore. We don't want to sit down and talk to them. If we can't Google it or we can't text each other, people just aren't interested anymore. It's so sad.
And do you see this? I know that you have a place where you go to work, and it's in the numbers business. You are involved with preparations of financial statements and things like that, all kinds of number-related documents. Do you see in people around you that they are not interested if it doesn't have to do with their cell phone or Facebook or checking their messages, that they're really not interested? Are you seeing that at work? Can you talk about that or not?
Definitely I see that. I'm definitely the only one from my generation that works there. I'm old enough to be everybody's mother, and all they do is stay on their cell phones. The technology, I mean, I just shudder to think what would happen if the power went out and they couldn't recharge their phones or something. They would be totally lost. They wouldn't have anything to do. John and I have way too many books, but we have a lot of books that, you know, we don't need technology to read. And so, you know, we could definitely entertain ourselves if we didn't have electricity. And it's just so sad to think that the next generation coming up doesn't have that joy. I'm just really heartbroken, like you said, and saddened by what I see in the world.
Becky, we've never talked about this, but I'm just wondering, when you were growing up, was sewing something that young girls did with their moms? Did they learn how to sew, darn, mend, cut their own dresses from patterns and then sew them together? Were you involved in that?
Yes, my mother didn't like to sew, but my grandmother crocheted and knitted and all of that, and she taught us, and I took home ec in school, so I learned how to sew, but mainly with a sewing machine. So, you know, without power, I wouldn't be able to. But, yes, I would take a pattern, cut the cloth, and make a dress or a top or pants or whatever all by myself. And there was great satisfaction in that. And it fit better than anything I could buy off the racks. And I think that's a lost art, too. I never you used to sit in a doctor's office and you would see women knitting or embroidering or, you know, something to keep their hands occupied. And now it's everybody's head is down and they're playing on their phones or texting or, I miss the old days. Mothers and daughters don't spend as much time together. In fact, most of the people I work with don't want to have much to do with their mothers. And, you know, now that I'm older and everything, I can say that my mother is still one of my best friends. She can't get around as much as she used to, but we used to have so much fun together, shopping, going on trips, and nobody does that anymore.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. We don't. I do. I do with, you know, when we go to the big city, Springfield, Missouri, the whole family goes. You know, anybody's here. Everybody gets invited. We know in advance. It's nothing that's spontaneous. Hey, you want to go to Springfield? Or we never say, what do you guys want to do? I don't know. What do you want to do? I don't know. What do you want to do? I don't know. What do you? That never happens where we are. Fathers don't seem to work with their children. I can't believe that the millennials hardly know how to change the oil in their vehicles, nor do they want to. Nor do they want to. It is so bad right now that we have lights to tell us when to change the oil. We have lights to tell us when a bulb is out on our vehicles. We have all kinds of computers telling us what we need to know because we don't know how to know that anymore. And when I get in my car today, every day, and it's not just me, it's the whole family. Before we get in the car, we walk around it. We walk to see if there are any cats or dogs behind it, underneath it, chickens. We look to see if there are tires or flat. We look to see if it's leaked anything from when we parked it last. And we make sure it's ready to go. We look in the seats if it's in a parking lot to make sure there's nobody hiding in the back seat, you know, that kind of thing. That's what we do. Seems like it's the right thing to do. But most people don't do that. We'll be right back.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So there's a story of recently of a person selling a vehicle on Craigslist. And there are all kinds of pictures of the vehicle. The price is there. The location is there. And then there's a description of the pros, the cons, the good, the bad, what it needs, what's, you know, those kinds of things. It's all there. And the person told me that he got texts. And it says, you know, here's the number to call for information. And then the texts start coming in. Things like, best offer, ? That's it. Not, is your price firm? Hi, my name's Joe. Is your price firm? No. Best offer, ? Location, ? Location was in the ad. All the information was in the ad. But the person who placed the Craigslist ad for a friend was under siege with these two or three word questions. No thank you, no may I please, could you please, none of that. It was just hammering without any kind of cordiality. Who would want to engage with anybody like that? If it's like that from the beginning, how's it going to be during the transaction? John, do you have any comments? What I'm describing is the devolving of society. How we are becoming meaner, and as Becky said, me first, and you have you said, me first. That's where we are. Any comments?
And I think the technology is a part of that too. Whether it's the just plain online shopping, or now in stores, you check yourself out, which I actually prefer because that way I get to check the prices and bag things the way I like, but there's less and less, you know, personal interaction. And there's, on top of that, less and less tolerance for anything that's different. And you look at the protests over the weekend of all these ignorant, indoctrinated young people that, you know, they've been told that carbon dioxide is going to destroy the world in just a few years, and they know nothing about science, they know nothing about math, and you know, even people that are real scientists have a hard enough time trying to keep up with the latest information. And you know, I've brought up about how cosmic rays are at the highest they've been since we've been able to keep record, and what we're learning about cosmic rays, they have an effect on weather, especially particle formation, making clouds. We already know that it's going to increase because of the way things are happening with the sun and the earth and where the solar system is and the galaxy. And cosmic rays affect our health. It affects our electronics. But, no matter how much you would try to educate these people, you'll never get through to them. And you've also got some out there that but just don't even care to listen to begin with. And as I'm sure you share the same frustration, just wake up and see what's happening. But unfortunately, that's not the way human nature works.
I've had a chance to chat with a number of our instructors, and they'll call me and I'll call them, and we're all saying the same thing. People are not paying attention. They have no idea what's happening. They are egocentric. They are self-centered. I guess the quick and dirty term would be me first. And we can't reach them. And the consensus of the instructors whom I speak with at length off the air is forget it. Just forget it. We can't do it. It's too big. And I keep thinking about, the village. And one of our detractors hammered me on the Ron Gibson channel. And he said, Finelli is going to be the mayor. Well, somebody's got to be in charge. Okay? And if I'm going to risk this project and risk my wherewithal and risk my savings, who in their right mind would expect me to do that without being in control of the project, at least initially? Who in their right mind would expect that? And would I entrust a group of people with cell phones to be on the property? Why would I do that? Why would I allow our, we'll call them secrets, our plans, whatever it is that we're talking about and doing? We're not talking about anything evil. We're just talking about survival of our little village. Why would we want anybody to have a cell phone to allow that to be transmitted to whomever? The Zuckerbergs, the Tim Cooks. I mean, why? Why would we do that? We wouldn't do that. So no cell phones. And I believe that cell phones have been really a damaging technology for society. Young people want them in elementary school. Why?
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.